going to turn the gain up slightly. Hmm?
Oh, okay.
So,
to the microphone. This is Clark, Bale, and Weinstein on February 28th, 2009 at about 9 o'clock in the morning. And we are in the parking lot of a apartment complex on the Emeryville Crescent at the corner of Commodore and Powell Street, Emeryville, Alameda County, California. And there is a male albino and a hummingbird that has been hanging out in the parking lot and visiting feeders put out by the residents. And that was him singing in a tree. About 10 meters above me.
Gorget on this guy? Oh, but not shiny? Yeah, let's track for him.
The hypothesis for how a lot of structural colors are made is that you've got, in the feather, the top layers, you've got several layers of structures with very precise spacing that reflects a certain wavelength of light. And then below that, you have a layer of melanin that absorbs all the rest of the light.
Mm.
And if that layer of melanin is missing, then the light that goes through the feather hits the bottom of the feather and gets reflected back out. And so instead of reflecting just one color, it'll reflect white light. There was a paper about an albino Stellar's Jay showing that that's what its feathers were doing to make them blue.
That's cool.
Wait, you mean what normal albino?
Yeah. Yes. That's right, because the paper compared normal Stellar's Jay feathers to the albino Stellar's Jay feathers. Albino and white. I don't know if the head was... Actually, it must have been, because that all that's black, and that would be melanin-based. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it had a white mohawk. I haven't actually... I haven't read the paper, and don't remember seeing the figures.
I feel like that would have to have pictures.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like... This guy's going to have pictures, too.
Yeah. That's why I got so excited about it.
Oh, yeah.